fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 22nd day of November. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. We have with us this morning my friend Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And his first appearance on the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, my friend Dave Hodges. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Fantastic. Dave, what website do you want to give out, sir?
TheCommonSenseShow.com.
TheCommonSenseShow.com. And you have live broadcasts, or people go there whenever they feel like it?
Well, whenever they feel like it. We do all pre-records, and and that also translates into a podcast service, which is available on all major podcast services.
All right. I'm seeing your image here on Skype. Dave, if you change the background to a B-17 cockpit, you could look like you're aviating there.
Yeah, no kidding. are we doing audio or just video or what?
Just audio. The video part is in the works, and I have an excellent technician that's helping me, and we're headed that direction, but not quite there yet. And Jeff Nyquist, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. I know that you know Dave. You've been on his show before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're all going to get along quite well. Steve Bannoon may or may not join us. Typically, he'll join us for maybe a half an hour or so towards in the second hour. Well, Dave and Jeff, before the top of the hour break, I was talking about this gender dysphoria, if I can say it right, gender dysphoria. And is this the first time that we've had a treatment for a mental illness that involves cutting off parts of people's body, Dave?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. This is sort of up my old alley here in my former role as a therapist. And, yeah, we called it gender dysphoria, also gender identification issues. Gender identity disorder was the official name out of DSM, which is the Bible of mental illness.
Right.
And never before have we seen children victimized the way they are. People have had the right for quite some time now to change anatomically on the surface their gender, but generally speaking, in the old days, John, a surgeon would require counseling with a person, in-depth counseling, before they would ever submit to something like this. Today, it's no questions asked, 9 years old, no problem, we'll make the change. It's disgusting.
It's not even part of it. There's a young lady, I don't recall her name, she went through this as a in her mid-teens. Now she's a young adult. She had her breasts removed, went through dangerous hormone therapy that apparently damages your brain also. Now she's wondering if she can ever have a normal life again. And I ask again the question, Dave, has there ever been a mental illness for children that involved removing body parts before as a treatment?
Not that I'm aware of. Let's put it this way. It was not a legitimate part of medical science.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Well, there's lots of topics that we can discuss. The war in Ukraine seems to be taking a back seat to the mainstream news, best I can tell. Jeff Nyquist has some excellent confidential sources regarding Ukraine and China both. So I'll ask Jeff, what updates, if any, do you have on Ukraine, sir?
The war itself is just continuing. I mean, we had the incident where we had a S-300 anti-aircraft missile go off course in intercepting a Russian missile and landed in Poland. There was a bit of a scare. For some reason, they couldn't determine what it was at first. They thought the Russians had a Russian missile had fallen in Poland, and they were contemplating some kind of measure in reaction to Russia. But it was just a Polish missile, a defense missile.
Ukraine
that
missile.
Went off course. So
Ukraine missile.
But, Ukraine missile that went off course and landed in Poland. So other than that, the Russians have evacuated the Kherson. And one other thing, the Russians have, it's now come out, they believe the Russians have taken about 150,000 Ukrainian children and taken them to Russia. And some of them are in a kind of camps or orphanages, and others have been doled out as adopted by Russian families.
Well, that's wrong on the face of it. I don't have the rules of land warfare in front of me here, but I believe the rules of land warfare would be for these children to be taken to protective custody until they could be restored to their blood relatives at some future date. Would that be an accurate portrayal of international law, Jeff? Do you know?
Yeah, there's been some discussion about, you know, specifically where this falls under international law. Apparently, it's some kind of policy the Russians have adopted that they do not have, you know, they have problems with their birth rate, and that the Russians have decided that they're going to supplement their lack of young people with basically taking them from Ukraine and raising them as Russians.
Well, it's called kidnapping.
It's called kidnapping on a massive scale. And there's right now, I guess, in Europe, they're discussing it now because I'm not, you know, when they wrote the Nuremberg Code and these other things, when they had the Nuremberg trials and they came up with the Hague and international laws that cover these things, I'm not sure this was all spelled out. The people that I've discussed it with, they have not, they don't have exact knowledge of what it is that we have in terms of international law governing the rights of children in time of war, because there's so many other issues that covers. So if anybody knows, if there's any experts out there in international law on that, I'd love to hear what they have to say. But it's a thing that's come up now. And of course, there are Ukrainians, adults, that have been taken into Russia. But with adults, it's less certain exactly what the circumstances are. For example, in Kherson, a lot of the population was forcibly evacuated by the Russians, perhaps because they thought they were going to blow the dam and they didn't want to drown them. I'm not sure. Or maybe they wanted to deprive Ukraine of the population of a major city. But from what I've heard is that they did not take those people into Russia, but they just, once they had taken them with them, you know, imagine, you know, how, what is it, 50, 70,000 people, whatever it is, I've heard different numbers that they took out of the city. And of course, a lot of people had fled the city, you know, before then. Where did they go? Not sure. Nobody's sure. They're on the Russian side of the line. Maybe they went to relatives. Maybe there are camps that they're in. We don't know.
There was a senator from a southern state who did a study on POWs, and he found American POWs were held in Russia at the end of World War I, never returned, and at the end of World War II, never returned. That's something that's not talked about very much, is it?
No, and they also sent prisoners in the Vietnam War to Russia, some of whom may still be alive and may be in Russia to this day.
Well, that's there was, when I ran for Congress in 1996, there were two South Korean soldiers who were captured during the Korean War and escaped in 1996 and made their way back to South Korea. They were working in a labor camp. They got too old to do the labor anymore. They were sent to a farm, which was their first chance to escape, and they did so. The communists are known to hold prisoners basically forever, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You can be in captivity indefinitely under communism. And I think with the Americans that were held, there were hearings in the 90s, and of course, I knew one of the men who testified in the hearings, and one of the defectors, who was Jan Shaina, who was a friend of his, testified that some of the prisoners, the POWs from the Vietnam War, were experimented on with biological and chemical weapons, and others of the prisoners who had scientific knowledge or technical knowledge were kind of put into a technical gulag where they performed work or research or whatever for the Russians.
Now, these are American POWs?
Yeah, American POWs, yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, Dave, do you have any follow-up on the Russians taking Ukrainian children into custody?
I think it's a common practice in war to appropriate the other side. Sometimes it involves children, but it's horrific. But, you know, to me, the Europeans say they're going to investigate it. They're sacrificing their own populations on the altar of the climate change agenda cult. So I don't expect anything to come out of this. So, no, it's tragic. I wonder what they're going to do with the children. Are they going to groom them to be soldiers, slave labor? What's your guys' feeling on that?
Well, if they're attractive, healthy young children, there's probably going to be Russian couples that would want to adopt them as their own if they can't have their own children. That process will be controlled by the highest levels of the Russian government, I'm sure. Gentlemen, we got our first caller and holder. We got Sergio in New York. Good morning, Sergio.
Hi, John.
Go ahead.
How are you? I'm listening to your program for 1 year. I agree with your philosophy about the country. I just want to share with the people who is listening to your programs something that I'm doing. I'm a Christian. I'm originally from Argentina, a country destroyed by socialists. I have 15 newspapers per day. I hear radio programs like yours. I see Mike Adams. I listen to Alex Jones and other guys. So what I see in the country that the problem is that the Christian people are protesting and they are waiting for a solution. Some people are waiting for the army to intervene. Some people are waiting for another kind of magic solution. But we are Christians and we know what we have to do. So doing in my job and among my friends is to ask to them, to my partners or to my friends, hey, how many kids do you have? Two or three or four. So I buy Bibles in James because the kids born here in the United States. And I give to them. And I tell to them, listen, if you don't want the school or the government to push your kids to be transsexual or gays or lesbians or whatever, be sure that they read the Bible and keep them far from that danger. The other thing that I'm doing, and I'm not trying to put myself as an example, but the other thing that I'm doing is to buy food for my partners. I go to Costco. I buy bags of rice of 50 pounds, $27. And I give to my partners in my job. And I tell to them, this is for emergencies only. Keep that with you. So the other thing that I want to tell you is the episode of the Bible that I'm sure that you know very well. I used to be a preacher. When the father of David is sending David with food for his brothers in the war, he was there, and the army was there, captains was there, very tough guys was there. And he starts to ask, what's going on? Oh, well, what is going on is that big guy wants to cut our head and nobody can fight with him. So what David did, David said, I'll do that. And it's funny because the king was listening to him or listened that he was saying, and he called him and he said, okay, try all this kind of clause that will protect you. And the Bible said that David did try that, but he said, no, I am a shepherd. You know, I don't have experience with this. I will go to fight to this giant in the name of God. And he went, and he caught the head of that guy. So the point here is this. The Christians in the United States are like the army of Israel in that episode of the Bible. They are waiting for something. But it was somebody who said, I will go to fight. So in my view, that is what we have to do in this country, and stop to curse and stop to wait for a magic solution. The people of God have to mobilize in this country to save the kids and to take care about our friends and about families. And if we do that, nobody can win against us. That's what
well
I want
said,
to say.
Well said, Sergio. Well said, Sergio. We really appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dave, you're an Arizona resident. You know a little bit about Arizona politics. What's the current status of Carrie Lake and her becoming or not becoming governor, if you know, sir?
I think the odds are very long that that'll happen. The outrage in Maricopa County, because tens of thousands of voters were disenfranchised, they would go to a voting center in heavy Republican areas only. This is where it happened. The tabulation machines would go down, and the people would say, well, you can drop your vote in box three. And they commingled the votes supposedly by accident so they couldn't be counted in at least two of the centers. And then they'd say, but if you don't want to do that, you can go to a second center, which is illegal. Once you check into one, you have to vote there. And they were obligated to make sure the vote was secured. They transferred these box three votes many times in black duffel bags with no supervision, with just one person transporting by private car. So she got majorly ripped off, because these were voters that voted 75% on election day for her in Maricopa County, and heavy Republican areas were disenfranchised. Tens of thousands of people. And this is just the beginning. There were people in line at 5 p.m. in 2 and 3 hour lines, and they were told, you'll never make it by the 7 p.m. deadline. Get out of line and go home. And that's illegal. People need to go to jail for this. And this was intentional. But what I'll tell you is this, and this is true of our national Republican leadership. I'm not giving any money to the Republicans now. I'll give to candidates, but not to the party. Mitch McConnell destroyed the senatorial races of 8 people. I'll finish this after the break.
After the break, we'll get this rest of the story here. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. The first sale we've ever had is, in fact, right now until Wednesday the 30th at midnight, 25% off. That's a $726 savings on Liberated Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Dave Hodges. His website's The Common Sense Show. I say again, The Common Sense Show, where there's excellent updates pretty much 7 days a week. And Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, his books for sale at amazon.com. And, well, Dave, let's hear the rest of the story concerning the Arizona election in Kerry Lake.
Real quickly, I briefly just gave the briefest overview of the election fraud that went on that was purposeful. But I want to talk about the Republican leadership for a second. And this is true. Yeah, I'll start with Maricopa County. Bill Gates, the Maricopa County Supervisor, Bill Gates, and Steve Reicher, the County Clerk and Recorder of Maricopa County, both give to a PAC, a Political Action Committee, their members, where they are trying to get rid of America First candidates. This parallels what I was saying going into the break with Mitch McConnell at the federal level, where he purposely sabotaged the races of 8 senatorial candidates like Herschel Walker, Blake Masters, etc., by withdrawing campaign funding while their opponents were getting massive FTX money. And Mitch McConnell took $2.5 million of FTX. Kevin McCarthy, same story. Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC, same story. There is a decided movement now by the takeover of the Republican Party at the establishment level to rid the party of America First candidates. And they don't care if you, the citizen, go your own way, if those are your beliefs that America should be put first. And this is what's behind a lot of the election fraud. The Democrats got to step aside, and for the most part, and let the Republicans establishment do their work for them in stealing elections. When I'm describing in Maricopa County, I'm hearing similar stories in places like Detroit and Philadelphia. So this is an endemic problem across the country. And I'll leave this with one thing. As long as we have Dominion voting machines and unsupervised ballot boxes, our free elections are over as we know them.
Let's not leave out mail-in ballots, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, by the way, I should mention this, too. Sam Bankman-Fried, Mr. FTX brainchild. Right. I did an interview with someone in the know, really in the know, and they showed documentation that his parents, who are both Stanford graduates, the mother, Barbara Fried, she was responsible for the printing up of 15 million illegal ballots to distribute over 6 swing states in the last midterm election. So the corruption with FTX, which was a Democratic donor program for this election cycle, extended right into his family.
A side note, is this a new millennial thing where young men are now taking on both their parents' last names?
No comment. Just look at the man and draw your own conclusions.
So if he marries a woman who has will they string together 4 last names? Where does it end?
Isn't it interesting that he's not been extradited?
Extradited to where? Where is he from?
Well, he should be extradited to the United States. He defrauded over.
Oh, that's right. People. He's not in the United States. He's in a safe haven. He's in the Bahamas, isn't he?
No, actually, I've heard now they're headed to Dubai, where there is no extradition agreement.
Aha. Uh-huh. Dubai's running really flashy ads about how wonderful they are, where the women have to cover themselves head to toe, and alcohol is illegal. We got a caller here, gentlemen. Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah. You're on the air, Deborah. Go ahead.
This is for Dave, who I listen to all the time. Anyway, he's a great statistician. And what boggles my mind, we have 15 counties in Arizona. If you look at the percentage vote, 10 of those counties, Kerry Lake won in with above 59% and higher, some in the 78-80s. And then the rest of the counties of the 5, of course, Hobbs looked like she won, but it doesn't make any sense to me that the majority of the state, who's statistically, let's put it that way, that she took 10 counties and 5 Hobbs took, apparently, if that's legitimate. So that was
one thing I was going to bring up. It's not legitimate. Listen, Katie Hobbs wants Arizona to be a sanctuary state in a state dominated by 70% conservative people. And that's when she was in the legislature. Her husband, speaking of transgenderism, cuts the genitals off children at Phoenix Children's Hospital for transgender treatment. That didn't come out. The mainstream media tried to suppress that, but that's true. He works at Phoenix Children's Hospital, and Katie Hobbs did not debate Kerry Lake. She campaigned from her basement, Joe Biden style. She can't put 10 words together, and when she does talk, she sounds like a 90s Valleys girl. No one in their right mind voted for her. This was a huge election theft centered in Maricopa County, led by the establishment Republicans.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all
Deborah,
I
thank
to
you for your call. Mm-hmm. When we get back, we're going to try to find out what resolution there may be for Kerry Lake. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. My humor section is getting rave reviews. There's some clips from a movie that Lloyd Bridges did 30 years ago where he's pretending to be the President of the United States. I'll tell you, this guy, he could be Joe Biden. It is so funny. You want to get a good laugh, watch that clip there. The humor section panel at thelibertyman.com. My sale going on with Liberator Rocket Heaters continues until the 30th of November. $726 off. That's a 25% savings for the Liberator Rocket Heater and the pellet hopper that goes with it. When you place your order, you pay full price. I make the sale refund myself manually. My order takers at my 800 number, they won't have a clue what you're talking about. They'll take your order, and I make the refund manually. If you want to send me a check or money order, just deduct the 25%, and we'll take care of it. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. I say again, The Common Sense Show. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Before we get back to Dave and how Carrie Lake can resolve this, Jeff, there's a way people can subscribe to your website. Tell people how to do that, please.
Yeah, there's a PayPal button beneath each video and each article that they could support the site.
Outstanding. Now, Dave, what resolution does Carrie Lake have other than becoming a vice presidential candidate with Donald Trump, if you know, sir?
Yeah, I don't see that happening because she hasn't really formally held office. And, well, I guess in this day and age,
neither
is possible.
Neither did President Trump.
Yeah, okay. Let me put it this way. I was told by a congressional staffer who asked to remain anonymous, and you would know the congressperson, but this person told me that they got intel that the Democrats targeted Carrie Lake as their number two target to get her out by any means necessary. And Herschel Walker was number one. And the only reason they chose Herschel over her is because they thought the Senate control would come down to that race. As it turns out, that's not the case. But at that time, they did think that. They saw Carrie Lake as the rising Ron DeSantis, and they didn't want one in the West. And she would have definitely done the things she said, declared an invasion, militarized the border with state assets, arrest the cartels and their fentanyl poisoning of our kids. She would have done what she said. When she quit mainstream media, she said, I can't lie to the people any longer. And she was the number one broadcaster in Phoenix for over two decades, number one ratings, number one in awards. And she didn't resign to run for governor. She was approached after she resigned. She's a real crusader. This is not a politician. And what's her resolution? You know, I'll tell you, privately, I've heard that people on her staff do not hold out optimism the courts will rule on her behalf and order a new election, which they should. But she wants to expose the depth of the criminality of this election so we can rid ourselves of this in Arizona once and for all. Donald Trump, and I have this from DOJ source who knows the formula of the voting machines and how they were flipped. And there's four other ways the election was stolen in 2020. Donald Trump got 1 million more votes than Joe Biden in Arizona, yet lost by 11,000 votes. That's how complete this voter fraud is. And it's rampant in all six swing states.
Amazing. Amazing. Gentlemen, our next caller is another fellow in Arizona. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello. Good morning, John. There's a guy here in Tucson has an AM radio show. His name is Garrett Lewis, and he does a lot of stuff about anti-mask. He's against masks, against vax, and he's pro Carrie Lake and all that stuff. And some guy called in today. He was talking about the election, something about the Motor Vehicle Department. They might be getting information from the Motor Vehicle Department and stealing identities in that way. That's a possibility if they could track that down. But I just like to say in general, a lot of people call into RBN and also all over the Internet. They hate Jews. Jews are bad. Jews are the problem of the whole world. They're not all bad. This guy is a Jew, Garrett Lewis. He has a nice little AM radio show. He gives you all the inside scoop on all the local, especially the local politics in Pima County and also in Arizona, and he's funny. I mean, so he's a good. He's good at his job, and he's. I've heard him say he's against the ADL. So he's not all Jews are bad. Garrett Lewis is a good one, and I hope Carrie Lake pulls out of it. I didn't donate any money, but I bought one of those Carrie Lake for governor hats. I was hoping it'd be like someday if she's president, it'll be like one of those. Mickey Mantle rookie year baseball cards will be worth some money someday, as well as open. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Okay. Is there a way that the election, Dave, won't be certified? I've heard rumors that it may not be certified.
Okay. This is the status as of yesterday. The assistant attorney general came out and she said that under these circumstances, until Maricopa County answers the state attorney general's interrogatories, that they cannot certify the election. They will prevent it from happening until this occurs. But let me tell you why I'm not optimistic. In 2020 election, The Dominion voting machines counted the votes in China, and I've got that on really good authority. Well, the audit team tried to secure that information from the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. They got two court orders for them to surrender those codes so they could determine where the votes were counted. This would have invalidated the entire election, but they refused to submit to judicial authority. Then the Attorney General got involved, and Mark Brnovich said, you will obey these court orders or we will strip you of all state funding to your county. And he gave him a deadline and then another deadline, and now he's running for Senate, and all of a sudden the issue just went away.
Really?
Yeah, so you can see why I'm skeptical whether or not the Attorney General's actions are going to result in anything.
Well, your skepticism is well-founded. That's very disappointing. Let's do a segue here over to Jeff Nyquist. And Jeff, and I know you two know each other, but Jeff is responsible for getting the 57-minute recording, secretly recorded, of the Chinese officials in one of the coastal provinces discussing last spring loading up more than 900 cargo ships with weapons of war. And that's been a topic we've discussed a lot since last spring. And they had a deadline of on or before the 1st of November to use those resources to go to war with somebody. We're not sure who. And apparently, Jeff, that deadline has been pushed back to December, but no specific date in December. Is that accurate, Jeff?
They said maybe in December they will have a go at some kind of military operation in the Taiwan direction. But just to correct the outfitting of the ships, like the 64 10,000 ton ro-ro ships, they were to be loaded. They were to be those ships were to be retrofitted so they could hold tanks and armored personnel carriers and self-propelled artillery. Because those ships are ideal for an invasion, because they can just come in, put down a ramp, and the vehicles exit from the front of the ship, and you just drive them off the ship. So, right. and a 10,000 ton ro-ro ship can carry hundreds of vehicles, hundreds of armored vehicles. So you're talking about thousands of armored vehicles on that many, and that's just one province in China. So the question was from that 57-minute tape, and I wasn't responsible for recording it or anything.
No, your responsibility was getting it, making it public to the rest of us.
Well, I was one of two people who were approached and given an initial briefing, and then they went. Mr. Wang of Luda Media and Dr. Li Mengyan went to other media, and we were the ones that were the first. I was maybe the first person to write about it. There was on Twitter, there was a lady who has a blog, a Chinese American lady who wrote about it right away too. We got translations out. We examined different translations, and then I interviewed Mr. Wang in June. The tape was recorded on the 14th of May, it was the state of the knowledge then. And Mr. Wang has other sources, so all the information I had was not on the tape. Tape had to be understood in the context of Mr. Wang's other sources within the People's Liberation Army, and that his other sources said they were planning on a war in which they would invade the first and second island chains and beyond, that they would not invade Taiwan but blockade it or besiege it. And he referred to some ancient Chinese battle of siege as the tactic. He talked about pressuring America diplomatically about this fight, talk, talk notion that the Chinese government has, that you pressure America, and what they ultimately wanted was not just Taiwan, but they wanted to pressure America to break its ties with Japan and South Korea. And if America gave in to that and allowed those countries to fall under Chinese sphere of influence, China would relent and not prosecute a war immediately, would wait a couple of years, however long, for America to collapse, because the Chinese strategists believed that if China could control Japan and South Korea, and cut off the trade. They could, their supply chain breaks here in the U.S. would not be something we could survive. Whereas the Chinese are afraid their supply chain strategy, we're having a bumpy road economically, but we're going to get through this. And they need those countries to collapse America and to basically dominate the world. So that's basically their situation. And if they can't get what they want diplomatically, they will then start the war with Russia as their partner. And that will involve a surprise attack on the U.S. fleet and also bombing the United States itself and ultimately invading it. If you follow the word of the defector, Colonel Stanislav Lunev, and the secret speech of General Chiao Chen.
Which I have a copy of that speech at my website. Well, Dave, your sources, are they telling you similar things to what Jeff's sources are telling him?
I don't have that kind of detail on that end of it. It's really stunning information, but certainly waiting for the supply chain to collapse makes a great deal of sense to me. And I'd be curious to know what both of you think of the Chinese funding and supplying the cartels with fentanyl, because in Arizona, it's the leading cause of death. And across the nation, I understand it's the leading cause of death of young people between 15 and 24. They're attacking our fighting age males for the most part,
which is
an act of war. And I'd like to get your guys' reaction to that.
Well, I'll start, and Jeff may offer Hill. Jeff has some follow-up. There was a book written by a former East European general titled Red Cocaine, the decision of the Politburo of Russia at the end of World War II, and probably China, was to get involved in illegal drugs coming to the United States to do two things, make buckets full of money and destroy our society. And that is all outlined as a definitive plan that they decided to do at the end of World War II. The book, title of the book is Red Cocaine. Jeff, your follow-up?
The book was written by Joseph D. Douglas Jr., who was a friend of mine. He wrote the book using a lot of the leads given him by Jan Szena, the general Jan Szena, who was one of the top communist leaders in communist Czechoslovakia until the time of his defection in 1968. And Szena wrote a book that was published in 1982 called We Will Bury You, in which he outlined the long-range strategy as was told to the Czech leadership in 1967, which has remarkable resemblances to the testimony of Major Anatoly Galitsyn, the KGB officer who defected in December 61 and had been part of of the KGB inner think tank about reorganizing the KGB for a long-range strategy. And, of course, put his information together with what the CIA counterintelligence staff of James Angleton had assembled by that time, and ended up putting a book together in 1984 called New Lies for Old, which basically predicted everything that happened in the so-called fall of the Soviet Union and right up to today, when Galitsyn basically predicted one clenched fist where China and Russia would ally openly and then start to throw their weight around and push the West. So it's in the defector literature. If you go to Galitsyn, you'll find 140 falsifiable predictions in his 1984 book, which by 1994, according to Mark Riebling, almost 94% of those predictions had come true. And now even more of them have come true as we're seeing events unfold now. The same thing goes for the other defector literature. You go to Szena, and Szena, for example, predicted the breakup of Yugoslavia in a civil war there because he was told that was the Soviet plan after Tito's death to break up the country, which is exactly what happened. And you go to other defectors, even Stanislav Lunev, who wrote Through the Eyes of the Enemy, who told me, you know, basically told me that they were going to take this war on terror was going to be a cover for them, for the Russians and the Chinese. So, and that they had a secret alliance that he knew about before his defection and Lunev defected from the Russian Federation, not from the Soviet Union.
Well, you got a very comprehensive answer there, Dave.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. this is why I like to get Jeff on my show, because he tells me all the things I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, that's really a good answer, Jeff. It's disturbing, and a lot of people, it's Russia, 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 and that's what the media would have you believe. But I fear China the most, and I'm kind of hearing that from you. Is that a correct interpretation?
Well, they're both dangerous in different ways. What Colonel Lunev would say, it's Russian missile power, and you notice right now what they're battering Ukraine with, their missiles. And this is what's going to enable them to win the war in the end, probably, because they're breaking down Ukraine's infrastructure. So, and Europe doesn't have the, because everybody's gone to China to manufacture everything, they don't have the wherewithal to actually keep up with the destruction that the Russians are wreaking on Ukraine. So Russia and China, this is what Lunev basically said. He said the last meeting he had at the general staff, and this is 92 after the fall of the Soviet Union, they had a big meeting and they said, the nuclear war, world war plan against America is still on. It's we're still going to carry it out. Only China's going to provide the manpower and we're going to provide the missile power. We're not going to send troops into the lower 48. Maybe they would send commandos or something to help. But we are going to invade Alaska and parts of Canada. China's going to get the lower 48 states with other countries invited in for looting rights. And he said that was the fixed strategy. All the policies that would be adopted by the Russian Federation and all the policies by the Chinese government were coordinated at the highest levels to carry this out in great secrecy. And of course, we have seen over the last 30 years, almost 30 years since Lunev defected in March of 92, and he passed away in 2020, in I think May of 2020. We see this unfolding. And the thing that confuses everybody is that the Russians and Chinese have extremely sophisticated strategies, not just militarily or in deception or organizing their own side. Their strategies are based on subversion, infiltration, and the taking over of the centers of decision in the enemy countries. So, for example, they have taken over. You mentioned, Dave, about the problems in the Republican Party. Look at who Mitch McConnell's wife is, right?
Yeah.
Right? She's Chinese, right? And she's not just any Chinese. She's related to, high-end Communist Party officials. You have this really serious problem in both political parties. You've got the Bidens. You look at now they're finally talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. You have the Bidens have taken money not only from China, but from the Russians. Mayor of Moscow's wife gave money. And of course, Russia is run by people have it all wrong. It's not the Russian oligarchs don't run Russia. The KGB and the Communist Party Soviet Union underground runs Russia. And you will even find occasionally in the Russian press referencing the party, and it's like, and I would ask my Russian friends, wait a minute, they're talking about the party money or the party this or that. What party do they mean? Oh, that's the Soviet, the party of the Communist Party Soviet Union. Recently, you had Sergei Shoigu, the defense minister of the Russian Federation, caught on videotape telling a group of Russian politicians and generals, first, we will restore the Soviet Union, then we will have peace. You had some tweets that were, well, they weren't tweets, they were on Russian social media of former President Medvedev stating that they were going to restore the borders of the Soviet Union and then having it withdrawn and claim that his account was hacked. But that is really what they're about. And on our side, when we look at where did the feminist movement come from? Who was Betty Friedan? Who was Gloria Steinem? You look at the communist connections of these people. Then you look at the homosexual movement, which was started by a Communist Party member. You look at this transgendered stuff. It comes out of, I was at the university when they were inventing all this stuff. I listened to a lecture of Jacques Derrida You know, they created this, they come out of the Marxist milieu of the West, and they created all these ideas, these additions to ideology, these extensions of Marxism to break down our society. These things don't exist in Russia because they don't exist to break down Russian society, which is still under the Communist Party Soviet Union underground. It's to break down our society. When you talk about the underground Communist Party, if you look at Obama, who is definitely, in my opinion, a Marxist, and you look at Putin, who I've had, you know, Colonel Lunov said, I know this guy is a true believing communist. This is what he told me when Putin first became president of the Russian Federation. Ever since 1992, every communist politician outside of actual Marxist-Leninist countries like China or North Korea deny being a Marxist. Putin denies being a Marxist. Obama denies being a Marxist. Hugo Chavez denied being a Marxist, except when he went to China and said, I'm a Maoist, right? You know, they color themselves. It's the same thing with Lula da Silva. Oh, he's just a social democrat. No, he isn't. As my late friend Olavo de Carvalho would tell you, he's a communist. And he founded the Sao Paulo Forum with Fidel Castro. And the Sao Paulo Forum has basically affected the communist takeover of every single regime in South America. We had Sergio at the beginning of the hour calling in and saying what happened to Argentina. And it's true. Now that there's been the election in Peru last year, the election in Chile, the election this year in Colombia, Marxists, communists have basically been elected in those countries. And there's no coming back. I talked to the former Peruvian vice president last year, and he was in despair. You know, it's like this guy, you know, our new president, he's a communist. And but the thing is in America, because people have, they're not going to accept that word, that it's a stealth advance. And what's got everybody confused is Mr. Biden is supposedly helping Ukraine to fight off Russia. And the only reason is that because they adopted this false strategy of hiding behind an overt anti-Russian stance, they got stuck. And there's no way, there is not $68 billion haven't gone to Ukraine. That's nonsense. I've talked to people who have worked in the Pentagon, who've spoken to admirals who said, no, we have not approved any such thing. And if you look at the list of what we've actually sent, it doesn't amount to that much. It maybe amounts, you know, one person I know that has gone through the list says it's maybe $7-8 billion that's been inflated to 15. So if you go and you listen to interviews like General Petraeus and other people who actually are familiar with the details, in the last, you know, 14 weeks, they've mentioned that we've given $15 billion. Well, in a war of that scale, $15 billion is nothing.
We have a break. Everybody stand by, we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you. and Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.